your Bible. I've been talking to you about the kind of music that you've been listening to. We talked a lot about the beat and something about Backmaster. But tonight, young person, I want to talk to you about what your parents are listening to.
Yeah.
I'll tell you, they got this stuff, and they think it's harmless. But I've got the evidence tonight to show you it's just God. And my evidence, I've got right here in this little box. In that little tank in that little box. I can get it out of here. Now, the problem is not necessarily just that country gospel stuff they like. You know about that. But there's this stuff called classical. And as my first example tonight, I'm going to play a cut played backwards from Beethoven's Fifth Symphony. Tim, you better listen to this one in close. This is clearly designed to incite lust and call up the evil spirits. Take a listen to this cut. Come on, tape. Idea that Beethoven's Fifth Symphony, come on, hurry up, have these problems. I read an article that was published by some missionaries to the American Indians, to the Native Americans, in 1896, and they had brought a copy of Beethoven's Fifth Symphony, which was on a cylinder, by the way. That's before they made CDs. And anyway, they had played this, and the Indians said, asked them why they were trying to call up the evil spirits. Well, my next cut that I have here is from what is often considered a harmless children's piece, Peter and the Wolf. But, long time ago, in the words, if they're played backwards and you can clearly hear it, they are promoting the vilest kind of music you've ever heard. The first thing that they say is, I love that country gospel music. Next, you hear, God gave rock and roll. And then they borrowed that phrase from D.C. Talk. Says, I love rap music, always have and always will. And you hear that quite clearly here. This is from Peter and the Wolf. Right here, you say, I love that country gospel music. There, you hear that? All right, now you're going to hear God gave rock and roll to you. Straight from that picture song. And now you'll hear I love rap music, all hand, all sweet.
Forgive me that.
That's pretty clear, if you ask me. I'll tell you, that's awfully clear. My third example I have here shows the kind of hedonism that can come out in classical music. This is from a highly revered piece of music by a highly revered gentleman, a guy named Handel. You know, that's not one of the things that's just on your car door. Okay, Mr. Handel, now if you were a student of history, you know that the only reason that George Frederick Handel, that's his name, right, Tim? You ought to know that. The only reason he was writing classical music, or religious music, is because there was no money in secular music at the time. It's amazing how things have done turnabout, huh? Anyway, this first cut you'll hear the words money, money, money. And then after that you'll hear silver and gold, silver and gold. Let's take a listen. Beverages. You'll hear stuff.
Lie.
What is some of those things they say nowadays about them curfew beverages, huh?
Yeah.
Like, look, what did I say, you know, always Coca-Cola, right? Well, they got it right here, the 1812 Overture. There, did you hear that? It's always Coca-Cola. All right, well, that just proves my case. Well, I just thought that this information might be somewhat useful to you young persons. So when you go home and talk to your parents, you better deal with them about the kind of music they're listening to. By the way, tomorrow night, my final night, I'm going to be talking about what is valid music for the Christian today. And Dr. Leroy Lookout, my opinion is that nothing worthwhile listening to has been, or singing in the church, has been written since Gregorian chants. And I even now have additional weight behind my argument because there's a professor at the famous Evangel College who even feels the same way. Isn't that right, Brother Prophet? Well, anyway, after the service tonight, I will take a look back. I've got three items that you might be interested in. The first one is I've got a pick, which has been specially redesigned to put through stacks of CDs. It used to be for putting through phonograph records, but nobody has those anymore. And that goes for a donation of just $10. And for $5, I've got Dr. Leroy Lookout's unabridged handbook for detecting wickedness in classical music. And for an additional $5, if you buy the first two sets, I've got my special tape series on how to steer junior high kids into thinking they'll miss the rapture and listen to the wrong kinds of music. Thank you.